Maybe you can, I'll just keep this heading, and with any luck at all, you might be able to point out the front and take a ride with us. Going slow? I see the camera moving. Well, on the far side of the reel there, Dave, I sure see layering. Over at 1 o'clock. Let's get up here first. Yeah. Sure do. If we can find the, one of the twins here. get a feel like we're coming up the real ridge line, don't you?
But I think I see one of the twins for 30. There's a fresh one. Oh, there's a good block down there.
Yeah, look.
Dave, this is Houston.
Large blocks on this side of the rill.
Yeah, you're right.
Look down there at 12:30. It looks like a block there, almost in position.
Sure does. That's a big outcrop.
Yeah.
And we are on the terrace. And there is a terrace.
Yeah.
Pretty good slope.
You could probably drive down there, though.
I think we can drive over straight ahead and stay on it. Drive over straight ahead. And stay on a fairly level contour. We don't want to.
Oh, you want to just drive up the river?
Very well be.
Back down to them?
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve. All right, where we park.
That'd be a good picture for Houston.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think they'll enjoy that. Might be a...
Dave, when you climb off, could you dust off our TV lens, please?
Certainly. A little off and stopped it. Certainly. A little off and stopped it. Gonna get on with the task here.
Okay, and Jim, you may want to use Dave's camera to record this on film while Dave uses the 500mm camera.
That's exactly what we're doing. Yeah, you must have dropped comm there, Joe. That's what we're in the process of doing here. After I dust your eye off. How's that, Joe? Swinging around there, and you're going to see a spectacular place. Boy, oh boy.
Dave, if you're still there, we'd take some rover readouts, but it's not crucial.
I'll get them, Dave. I got them right here. 9092. The voltage is 6.8 and 6.8. Battery temperature is 101 and about 110. And motor temps are off scale low. The bearing is 0.88. The range is 1.8. Distance 2.5.
Right on. Thank you.
And I have the 500 out.
And look at that reel.
How about that?
How about that,
see,
geology
from
fan?
From the top of the reel down, there's debris all the way. and it looks like some outcrops directly at about 11 o'clock to the sun line. It looks like a layer, about 5% of the real wall with a vertical base on it. And within the vertical base, I can see other small lineations, horizontal, about maybe 10% of that unit. And that unit outcrops along the rill. It's about 10% from the top, and it's somewhat irregular, but it looks to be a continuous layer. It may be portions of flows, but they're generally at about the 10% level. I can see another one at about 12 o'clock to the sun line, which is somewhat thinner, maybe 5% of the total depth of the rill. However, it has more well-defined internal layering of about 10% of its thickness. I can see maybe 10 very well-defined layers within that unit.
Beautiful, Dave, beautiful.
As I go down the rill, below this upper layer at 10%, there seems to be mostly debris in the order of large angular fragments, maybe the largest being like 5% of the total depth of the rill, and then they gradually break on down to very small fragments in a talus slope. I see no significant collection of talus at any level. It seems to be fairly uniformly distributed in patches all the way down to as far as I can see to the bottom of the rill. In looking on to my 12:30 to 1 o'clock on up the rill, and I guess we'll get a little closer when we get down to sampling it down there. Why, it looks very much the same. Outcrops of this one unit fairly spaced, discontinuous, but along the general 10% from the top line, with talus sliding down into the bottom of the rill. I see no differences in color. However, the vertical section of the unit, which is exposed, looks to be somewhat lighter in gray. The blocks which have fallen down in the talus seem to be have a more tan or different tone of gray color to them, sort of like the fresh vertical section was more recently exposed. Let me let you digest that for a minute. Let me take a bunch of 500, so I'll get you the vertical and the horizontal, and boy, there's lots of things to shoot at over there. Jim, where'd you take the pan? Right over here?
There's a little circle on the ground.
Okay. Ben's cap is off.
Good show.
A horizontal strip along the two outcrops.
Okay, Joe, I just sampled a fragment here with a great number of vesicles about 2 millimeters in diameter. And 274.
Roger, Jim.
And I'll get you a horizontal strip of the... I guess I have to say there is more of accumulation of talus at about the 60%
from the top level that I can see, Joe. If I think about it for a minute, I can see more talus accumulation there, so that there might be some change in slope, but it's not apparent by looking at the slopes. And I'll get you a horizontal strip there.
Isn't that something?
And down about 20 feet from where Dave's taking a picture, there's a block about 2 feet. It's almost rectangular, and the top surface is covered with large vesicles. It almost looks like a contact there between that thin layer of vesicles and a more a rock that's a little lighter in color with fewer vesicles. In fact, there's really horizontal orientation of the vesicles in this one. I'll take a close-up of it.
Beautiful, Jim. Thank you.
Looks like a crater in the far wall. At about 9 o'clock to the sun line, it's around a circular depression, almost doesn't look like the kind of crater that would occur in a slope like that. There's no buildup at the bottom. It's the rim seems to be fairly parallel to the slope of the rill. Get that one.
Okay, Dave.